Blog Talk Radio.
Archangels, ghosts, and Bigfoot. Oh my! It's just another night for Supernatural Girls. Real stories, real answers to life's biggest supernatural mysteries. And now for another exciting interview with paranormal experts from this world and others. Psychic medium Helene Olson and paranormal researcher Patricia Baker. Here are Supernatural Girls.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Supernatural Girls. I am your host, Patricia Baker, and both Becky and Helene have the night off, and I am here with my guest co-host, Patricia Kirkman. Hi, Patricia.
Well, good evening, my dear. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
We are very drip dry here in Arizona.
It
has
still
been raining
out there
all day long.
Oh my goodness.
Most definitely.
Well, it's raining here too, I got to tell you. And it was up into the high 40s. We had a real heat wave here in New England today.
Oh, wow.
I'm not complaining.
I guess I wouldn't either. I think that's pretty close to what we've got right now.
Oh, really? My goodness me. Now, it's not usual to rain out there at this time of year, is it?
Well, not necessarily, and we've got that storm coming in from California.
Oh, you're going to partake of that. Okay.
Yes, we are. We get to,
boy.
Sliding away.
Oh, no.
We'll
batten
not
down the hatches, honey.
I got that one right. Not a doubt in my mind.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so glad you're co-hosting with me tonight, Patricia. We have a fabulous show. This show is all about the Akashic Records, and I've always wanted to know more about this. Now's our chance. We have Ernesto Ortiz, who's going to be on the line with us shortly on the show, talking to us and our audience about the Akashic Records, what they are, and how you can work with them to transform your life. So I can't wait.
I find that absolutely fabulous. I've had information about the Akashic Records, but not until I got into his book could I go, wow.
Yeah, he really wrote
what
a fabulous book. Isn't it great? And we
it
highly recommend
magnificent.
It. Yeah,
I would,
it's
too.
Called,
definitely.
It's called The Akashic Records, quite simply, Sacred Exploration of Your Soul's Journey Within the Wisdom of the Collective Consciousness. And, you know, Patricia, I'm sure you felt the same way I did, that Ernesto really cares about people.
Most definitely. Every bit of what he wrote made you feel that he was trying to share every ounce of it with you.
Oh, yeah. He's such an open-hearted man. I can't wait to get him on the show here. But first, I wanted to bring up something because, you know, I'm on a rant about the property tax issues throughout the country. And
true.
We have a book that we always advertise by attorney Patricia Quintilian called Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. And I always, always highly recommend it, especially at this time of year. December is the time when most towns set their tax rate and they go through the assessments and they're going to raise yours, mine, anybody's, whatever. This is what they do. And very few people understand the process and how to fight for their rights. And that's why I always say, look, if you're a property owner, you've got to buy the book because you are at risk, whether you know it or not. And now here's a story that just came out in the news today about a man in Philadelphia who's being forced to pay $280,000 that he does not owe. And the court has said, yes, we know it's a bogus assessment, and yes, we know you don't owe the money, but you didn't file the right document, so guess what? You're going to have to pay it anyways.
Oh,
so,
dear Lord.
It's the truth, and this is what most people don't understand, how at risk we all are. It's a huge risk. And we're relying on people to have an internal moral compass and do the right thing and provide an accurate assessment. But that's not what happens sometimes. And if it doesn't happen, then you got to know what the steps to take are so you can protect yourself and your property and your bank account. Apparently, this gentleman did not read the book.
It sounds like he needed to.
Yes, he should have.
Would have been a pittance compared to what he's going to have to pay.
That's right. I mean,
unfortunately, we have to rely on what we're told. And if we don't fight back and take a look at what's going on, we end up with the short end of the stick because we just assume, and God, that's got so many of us in trouble, assuming because they're in power, they've got to be right. No, they don't.
And they're not, often. In fact, the people involved in this admitted that it was a bogus assessment. And so what? Doesn't matter. The guy, the court ruled he's still on the hook for the money. So please, everybody, I care about you all. I care about you owning your property and keeping your property. So please get Patricia Quintilian's book, Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. And we're going to be giving a copy of that book away for one of our lucky listeners.
Wonderful.
So be sure that you have signed up on our website, which is supernaturalgirlswithaz.com. Make sure we've got your name and address so that you can have your name in the hat for a possibility at winning this book. And we give away a book every week. Make sure you're all signed up for that. And then, Patricia, you and I have a new thing we're doing that's pretty cool.
I'm going to let you talk about it because you explain it so much better that I love listening to you talk about it.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, it's what we both came up with together, which is reaching your goal in 3 weeks. And it works. We had a guinea pig that we worked with to try it out, our new method here where, Patricia, you provide all the insight numerologically, and then I help with a treatment plan and identifying the core issue and getting that out of the way so that people can really get what they want and start reaching for that goal in 3 weeks. So it's a very intense experience. It's a lot of fun. It's very enlightening, and it will definitely help you make that goal happen. So if you're interested in more information about that, you can go, again, to our website at supernaturalgirls.com, and you can also email me. The email is on the website. Any questions that you may have, but this is a great opportunity to start the new year off right. And we're offering a special price until about January 10. So we also, if you want to give the gift of that to someone else, we have gift certificates. So take a look there. And also at our Supernatural Girls store, where we have supernatural mugs and bags and all kinds of exciting things for great stocking stuffers for Christmas.
Definitely.
So anyway, yeah, we've got all kinds of things going on. And you know what else? We're going to have our own app on iPhone and Android. So
I
now,
can't wait.
I can't wait either. So I'm so excited. My God,
that's
we've been waiting for this. Yes. Well, by sometime in January, we've been promised, the developers will have it done. And we're going to have a whole new advertising platform, lots of new advertisers coming in to work with us on the show. So, again, stay tuned. And one more announcement before we go into the numbers, karmic numbers of tonight, and that is that our dear friends, Betty Andreas and Luca, and her husband Bob Luca, were on Coast to Coast just recently. Mm-hmm. And when Bob was answering a question, the interviewer heard a voice underneath his talking at the same time. Well, Coast to Coast had the resources to separate out the audio. And when they did, they heard a woman's voice saying, I am going to kill you.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that something? And they can't figure out where it came from. But if you go to the Andreasen Affair page on Facebook, there will be an announcement. They're going to be on a show tomorrow night talking about it. So please like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, and listen to their show tomorrow night. You'll get all the details on their Facebook page so that you can listen to this. They're going to play this on the air. They're going to talk about it. This is a very strange occurrence, which is not unknown to Betty and Bob, for sure. But this one happened live on the air. So don't miss it, and be sure to like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, and keep track of what Betty and Bob are up to. They're always up to something, those two. So, anyway.
Oh, aren't they, though?
They are.
Keeps us all interested, doesn't it?
It is so fascinating. Yes, it keeps me on my toes. So tell me, Patricia, we were looking and talking about karmic numbers, because we're going to go into the Akashic Records in a minute. But tell me a little bit about the karmic numbers. So how do you determine what is a karmic number, something you're carrying over from another lifetime?
Well, many times I find the karmic numbers show up in our, well, first, all numbers, fours and eights, are considered karmic in their own right, okay, because these are numbers that we work for. Eight is the monetary side and the and controller side. Four is dealing with the work-related issues. But these, regardless of what we have in our chart, we consider those both always karmic numbers that we're always working to achieve and go past. But when we look for a karmic number for a specific person, I always take a look at what is the given name at birth, what parts of the name are missing the number to help them go forward. If a person, we do in numbers, we do everything 1 through 9. So if a person should be missing the number 3, that means that person would have difficulty communicating. So their karmic element, anything to do with communication, and their creative side would be very much an issue for them. Not every day, not every minute, but that would be the umbrella. But when it's a 3 personal day, month, or year, that's when they would show up. But it gives us opportunity to work through these things. That's part of our lessons. If we came without lessons, what would be the point? We've got to work for our wings, don't we?
I guess I've been working my tail off for my wings. I'll tell you what, it's just every day I'm working my buns off to get those wings.
Yeah,
yeah, and it is helpful when you can identify that you have 3 is a karmic number or 8 is a karmic number, because
exactly.
Then, like you said, you're bringing that to awareness. It doesn't happen every minute of every day, but you begin to develop that consciousness about the issue, and that makes all the difference in the world.
It doesn't mean that it's with you every minute the rest of your life. We work through them. They're not to be hanging over us like a dark cloud forever. These are issues that we learn how to work through. Once we've learned how to work through them, it enhances our world, our life. And what we do for others actually takes a better push forward because we're seeing things in a different light.
Exactly.
Makes it
That's much
more interesting that way. But everyone, none of us come, even a person that has, we'll say, has no karma showing in their chart, they would still have lessons because they would maybe have too much of something or not enough of something, which creates a karmic issue in its own right. So none of us come without baggage. We come with our bags. We learn how to work them so that when we leave, we've got this silken little cloth that we put in what we really need, and the rest of it can fall aside. We don't need
That's so nice. Yeah, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, is how can we make more of that happen in our lives with understanding the Akashic Records and getting access.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, I just wanted to ask you about tomorrow. We have an 18-day coming up. What can we expect with that?
Well, this month has all been about self, putting things in order, taking control, making things happen. Well, that's what tomorrow is always about. Anytime we have the 9th, the 18th, and the 27th of any month that we're in, the month and the day will be identical. So it gives a stronger push to what's taking place. So tomorrow it's all about new starts, fresh beginnings, putting things in order, making ourselves step forward. Don't be afraid to open the door and burst forth instead of hiding behind to see if we can creep around the corners. No more corners. Open the doors wide, accept what there is. It's kind of like what we were talking about the other day when we're looking at the master numbers. Master numbers have its strong effect, and those are the 11, the 22, and the 33, which are all about the Trinity. One is the Christ vibration, one is the master number, and one is the teacher. So we've got so many things going around us. I can't wait for the Akashic Records to be able to give us more direction.
Oh, God, we need direction, don't we?
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm ready for it.
We all need this. Well, let's get our guest on the show. And again, this is a wonderful author and a heartfelt person. His name is Ernesto Ortiz. He is the founder and director of Journey to the Heart. He has led hundreds of workshops around the world teaching transformation with the Akashic Records. And he's the author of this great book that Patricia and I just read called The Akashic Records, Sacred Exploration of Your Soul's Journey Within the Wisdom of the Collective Consciousness. Ernesto, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank Patricia, I should say. It's
yes,
a pleasure
right,
being with you here tonight. Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is a wonderful subject that I need to know more about. And let's start somewhere at the beginning. You got involved with this. It's like you were handpicked for this.
I think that we're all handpicked for whatever it is that we do, especially when we don't. I never tried to do what I do. It just simply happened. And so here I am.
It's a wonderful
how
way
lucky
to.
We are.
Yeah, that's a great way to have this happen, just happen in your life. No effort. I like that. And
well, I think no effort, you know, but we do come with karmic conditions from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
the karmic conditions from the past in a very strong way dictate the way in which we are going to direct, or the possibility for the direction of this lifetime. So if we come with a very strong imprint to be a teacher, a spiritual teacher, well, that is what you're going to do. It's going to fall on your lap, so to speak. Just as for you, it seems to me that it's effortless to do the radio show and to be a communicator. So that is coming from somewhere, and that somewhere is from karmic imprints.
Oh, okay. Well, with now just even the words, Akashic Records, what exactly is that? What does it mean?
Well, Akasha is, or Akashic Records, Akasha is a Sanskrit word that means primordial substance. So primordial substance is something that has, that gives birth to, in this case, souls. So we are all come out of Akasha, which is the recording of our soul's imprint from the moment of its inception to the present moment. Now, the Akashic Records are the recordings of that soul's evolution, past and present, with the possibility of unfoldment of future events. So there's two different things. Akasha is the field. The Akashic Records are our personal book of life.
So it sounds like it is very much like a huge library that just catalogs, that has everything recorded about what we do in our lives. Is that true?
It is absolutely true. I mean, and the beauty of everything that we have known in a spiritual or metaphysical way for dozens of hundreds of years is being validated right now in a scientific way. So many people that need the scientific validation about something like the Akashic Records, they're getting it right now. So the Akashic Records is a very dense field that is like what I call the connective tissue of the universe. Imagine connective tissue in the human body that wraps from the smallest of cells to the largest of organs and bones. Without connective tissue holding everything in place, the whole inside of our bodies will collapse. In the same way, Akasha, or the Akashic Records, is what wraps from the tiniest of cells in our body to the largest of planets and supernovas and everything that is out there in the universe. So it is the glue that holds the universe together. And the most beautiful thing about the Akashic Records, or Akasha, is that this primordial substance, the original energy, the imprint of that, is love. So it is a beautiful field to explore that has truly infinite potential.
And you learn how to open the door to the Akashic Records for yourself, and now you teach other people how to do that. Is that correct?
There are three levels of the Akashic Records, yes. The first level, which is what I learned 21, 22 years ago, is how to open your own Akashic Records. So you have access to your own Book of Life, so you can dialogue with the record keepers, with the masters, the teachers that hold that information and bring that information into your Book of Life. So, you know, you can, through a prayer, have access to the Akashic Records, your own personal Book of Life, and then have a dialogue right there with the masters. The second level is when you become a consultant. You learn how to open the Akashic Records of other people, therefore being able to enter a sacred space and retrieve information for them. The third level is an integration of the two. I mean, I'm just keeping it in a very short, simple way instead of giving a lengthy explanation. The level, the third level is an integration of the first three, and next September, for the first time ever, I'm going to present the level four class as well.
Oh, my.
Wonderful.
And what will that be, the level four class?
Well, the level four class is that we are truly experiencing an evolutionary change. Many of us are on this ride, on this wave of accelerating, taking on light, shedding old karmic conditions, fears, codependencies, etc., to truly be in the present and being able to move to be closer to enlightenment. As we do this, then we have the opportunity to impact others around us. And the crystalline nature is beginning to emerge. We are transforming our DNA from a carbon-based substance to a crystalline nature, crystalline substance that is capable of resonating at much higher frequencies, higher vibrations, therefore being able to connect to other dimensional realities and frequencies that are present there in our lives, but we are too dense to perceive them. So the more we shed these old patterns, everything, all these fears, then we can start fine-tuning our senses to be able to plug into these higher frequencies. And when we do, magic happens. When we do, the worlds, the windows, the doors that open to other dimensional realities that many mystics, saints, sages have known for a very long time, even today, you know, there's people that talk about it. I certainly have been there. We can walk through these doors to have access to these dimensions. And in this dimension, because it's that connective tissue that holds the universe, we can travel to the past and to the present, not only to the past in this lifetime to rectify any wrongdoings, but we can travel to the imprints that we created with ourselves and others in previous lives and see it from an objective point of view as the witness and change the karmic condition that exists between us and ourselves in a previous life as well as others. And with that, being able to free yourself from the weight of karmic conditions or family, personal karmic conditions that you have with others, therefore repetitive type of relationships, family dynamics, etc. So we can go back and take care of all of these and bring ourselves with consciousness to the present moment, truly free and clear from the karmic condition that weighs us down.
Well, this is extremely exciting information. This is just terrific because certainly there are so many people today that want that freedom. They want to unhook from the matrix, unhook from old patterns, unhook from social conditioning. And it sounds like the Akashic Records, in terms of the process that you present, you can actually help people to do all those things.
Oh, absolutely. Is, you know, when people come to my classes, I ask one question at the beginning of the class, and I say, how many of you are here to grow? So if you were, you know, sitting in a group of 20 or 30 people, and I ask that question, would you raise your hand? You know, you're taking this class, are you here to grow? in most cases, the answer, actually, everybody says yes. And then my reply is, I am sorry that you're here to grow. You are in the wrong class.
Uh-oh.
Because everything, yeah, truly, because everything grows with the collective collective consciousness. Plants grow, but unconsciously. Animals grow, fish grow, trees grow, everything grows. Right now, we are 20 or 30 minutes older, so we have grown from the moment we connected on the telephone. So we are growing. But it's happening naturally in an unconscious way. But if you are here to change your life, to transform your life, if you're here to reinvent yourself, then you have come to the right class. Because the Akashic Records will give you all of the tools that you need to do just that, to transform and change your life. Now, it's not easy. I mean, I would be lying to you if I say to you that you can open your Akashic Records and within 3 months or 1 year that you'll be completely free and clear of the karmic condition that you have created. No, that is not the case. This is a process that may take a little time because there are many, imagine that what we are, what we see, is a tree. And the facade, the image that we present to the world, the mask that we present to the world, is the trunk of the tree, the leaves, the branches, and every one of us that is doing the spiritual work is looking beautiful. However, I am not interested in knowing that about you. What I'm interested in knowing is the root system. How deep do they go? Or is this is the unseen part of the self. This is part of the self that sometimes not even us truly know. And this is the root system that can take us down to the understanding of the seed origin of anything at all that has happened in your life that has created a pattern, a karmic condition, a pain, a codependency, a fear in this life or a previous life. And through the Akashic Records and the dialogue, the conversation that we have with the masters, then we can go back in time to that seed moment, to that origin, and change that imprint. And that is the exciting news. But we have too many protecting mechanisms. And even though sometimes we say, oh, yes, I am willing to look at it, I am willing to heal, the moment that you're right there face-to-face with the material that you created in this life or a previous life that you don't want to look at, you say, no, I am not willing to do this. But the process, the gentle guidance of the masters, when you come to any of my classes, the gentle guidance that you receive with love, with understanding, with compassion, because I have fallen 1,000 times and I have gotten up 1,000 times with the help of the masters. As many as people have, you know, 1,000 times, 10,000 times makes absolutely no difference. The masters are there patient, waiting for us to be ready to come to the moment in which we truly, with consciousness, say, I am ready to change my life. I am ready to take that step into the unknown, into the dimension of discovering my beauty and my magnificence, and to allow that light to shine and to share with others unconditionally, because the world needs us. The world truly needs you, me, and the world, and everybody that is connecting it to a spiritual practice of any kind. And this is the energy that we need. So the more we tap into the energy, the guidance of the Akashic Records, the more we can heal, the more we can get inspired, and the more we can truly impact the world in a positive way.
Well, that's very inspiring. And it seems like what you said, too, I want to address one other thing, where you said that some people have difficulty once they identify a place where things went awry and they were left imprinted with something unpleasant that they're still carrying. A lot of people don't want to take responsibility and really look at that. And they're really missing a great opportunity to empower themselves, don't you think?
Well, not only they miss an opportunity to empower themselves, but they miss an opportunity to karmically erase it. Because if we don't take, if this is a strong imprint, let's say people that are, I don't know, let's say that they have difficulty making money. you know, and they're always in this in the mindset of poverty, when the world is truly this planet is an abundant planet, and we live in societies. We're not in Pakistan or somewhere in Nigeria or someplace where it's just very difficult. We are trapped by a condition that is present within our family, country, culture. We have the freedom to really create. So if someone is having a difficult time making money, maybe they create a contract in a previous life because they were a monk or a nun in a monastery, and they were provided everything that they needed. Now, at the end of that lifetime, they probably died, maybe not feeling completely fulfilled or feeling some kind of remorse about the fact that they just never really provided for themselves. And that condition of the mind, which is what is gets transferred from a previous life to the present life, is coming and it starts activating in this life. Therefore, we are not capable, we're not able to make money. So what we have to do is go back to that life with the understanding, with the guidance of the masters, to see how this contract was created. And then every contract that is created in the spiritual world is not a purchase, it's a lease. And it runs into what I call a cosmic clock. When the cosmic clock comes to the 11:55 hour, you have 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 months, so to speak, to finalize the work that you started in this life from something that came from a previous life. So in those 5 minutes is the real taking a close look at the condition that was created in order to clear it in this lifetime. Once you do, then that imprint is removed, and then you are able to start receiving, and I'm not going to call it abundance, I'm going to call it money. Because many people ask for abundance, and the psyche doesn't know the difference between an abundance of problems or an abundance of money.
Very interesting, Ernesto.
So
how true.
We have to be very specific because of the condition of the mind, which is the most important that we have, and is what creates our present reality. So if we don't deeply explore the condition of our mind, then most likely we're not going to be able to get out of certain patterns that we exercise in personal relationships or within ourselves or, you know, in our world at large.
Is this like almost like a scar tissue that we carry until we can break that? You know, like if you have a scar today, you can put something on it that releases it and helps it fade away. Is this a part that we carry with us until we're accepting the fact that it needs to be healed, it needs to be brought out and changed?
Yes, absolutely. I call this cellular memories that is trapped in a cookie cutter, instead of calling it scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that cellular memory, if it's trapped within a cookie cutter, is going to reproduce itself again and again with the dysfunction of the original imprint. The moment we have the means to break that cookie cutter, then we give freedom to the trapped cells, and then we have an opportunity with consciousness to replace that imprint with something positive. So if you've been lacking joy, maybe you want to, and you see it, you release that, maybe you want to bring some happiness into your life by creating a new imprint that will last for the rest of this life.
Thanks. Very
good. Everybody in our audience is going to raise their hand for that. I mean,
I got two hands up. Does that count?
Oh, gosh, we all want that. And as far as I know, the people in our audience are very intelligent and very spiritual people, and I know that this is. I'm sure they're as mesmerized by what you have to say, Ernesto, as Patricia and I are. Now, when you work with someone, do you also find that sometimes they're at the effect of family contracts from past lives, this life, not even something that they felt that they were necessarily involved in, but it was a lineage situation. Does that happen?
100%. Absolutely.
Oh.
Family karma is very, very strong. And in the Akashic Records, I introduce you to different ways of exploring that family karma, which is deeply connected to your DNA, your lineage, and your ancestry. For example, for myself, many years ago, I asked the question with the Akashic Records, is my lineage, my genealogy serves me in my life? And my immediate answer was no. Even though my grandparents were just two absolutely delicious individuals, they're just the love of my life. Yeah. But even with two individuals like that and having two children, which is part of my lineage into the future, the answer was no. So it took me 4 years. This is tedious work and is not easy work to start looking deeply at your genealogy and all of the patterns that get handed down from previous lives to the present. In doing this type of work, we have to be very, very careful, because if there is a secret, a family secret that came from 2-3 lifetimes ago, and all families have secrets. Yeah. So it could have been that you discover something about the family through the Akashic Records, and you can get really angry or pissed off. You know, I have a friend, a student of mine that took my classes, and she discovered that her great-great-great-grandfather killed his two children, wife, and then he committed suicide himself. She went to her mother. She asked the question, and her mother said, "We don't talk about that at all." Anyway, she went to New Hampshire to find out about this whole event, and sure enough, 18-something, this man was at a family picnic and threw into an abyss, into the ocean, the two children, the wife, and then he jumped himself. When this lady, Barbara, called me coming back from New Hampshire, she was really pissed off about it. And I said, "Barbara, be very careful, because it could have been you, that man in that lifetime, that murdered your family, and now you're here today with the conscious awareness of what you did then to rectify it." Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that's what it was. So when we do genealogy work, ancestry work, you know, we have to be very, very kind, very conscious about it, because it could have been us, the ones that initiated that situation 3, 4, 5 lifetimes ago. The beauty of all of this is that if we learn to love the work that we do, if we love the pain that may surface from the awareness of an action that was taken a few lifetimes ago or in this lifetime, but out of being unconscious, if we love that process, then we can enter into a space of joy and the joy of healing. And that's what this is all about. So at the end of 4 years of really working with my genealogy, I felt that I was completely free and clear of my karma from the past. But then I have a responsibility to the future, so I went to my children. I told them, "This is what I just ended up doing. It took me 4 years. If you feel that you don't want to be connected through me via your genealogy, etc., you tell me and I'll give you the tools so you can unplug from me and you can be free into your future." Well, luckily for me, both of them said, "No, we want to be connected to you." So here I am.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah,
but yeah, it's nice. But here the most important thing is that for me, I asked myself the question, did I have the family support that I needed to be able to truly reach the heights of my spiritual potential? And the answer was no, because my family was unconscious. My grandparents, beautiful, my mom and dad, etc., completely unconscious. So I did not have mentorship in my life. It's only the good karma, the merit that I brought in from previous life to this life, that from my childhood, I started being connected to spirit and having a spiritual experience, a spiritual life, without knowing what it was. But now the way things are, I am conscious that my work from this moment till the end of my days, when I die, is conscious work, and I will die in this lifetime conscious. I will be awake when I die. And what that is going to do is going to give me the opportunity to choose better parents for my next life, because I know that I'm coming back. In fact, I know that I'm coming back several hundred times, several hundred lifetimes, until I reach my potential and until I can touch and awaken into the beauty of their personal potential, every soul that I can possibly reach while I have lifetimes of opportunity.
Wow, well, we really...
Go ahead, Patricia.
Feel the love you have for people on the planet today and really wanting to help all of us. We need it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But you used the statement that to choose better parents the next time or to make better choices.
Yes.
That almost sounds as if the parents you had at this point in time weren't enough to fulfill what you needed. Was it because of your knowledge that you know what was missing and what needed to be added to this to make it go forward?
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah. When I was 8, 9 years old, I was going to a family farm in outside of Mexico. My family was very well-to-do. They have coffee plantations, and whenever we went there, instead of staying in the big hacienda house with all the people, I ran to be with the workers and to learn how to pick coffee and all of that. So I was really never like my family was. So I start having this experience of life in duality, the extreme wealth and the extreme simple lifestyle of people. And from an early age, I was able to choose and to see the difference between what I consider to be a plastic, materialistic life or existence and the natural lifestyle of these people that I'm talking about. So when I turned 16, almost 17 years old, I told my mother that I was divorcing her, and she thought that I was crazy. She said, "You cannot do that. You know, I'm your mother." I said, "You are my mother, but I am leaving, so I am divorcing you." Now, she tried to bribe me with money, and I told her that I was not for sale, so I left, you know, and then I started from 17 years old to this point my life without her. So my family was unconscious. And I want to say that probably, I don't know, 60-75% of the people out there right now in the world are unconscious. But there's a good number of people that are in their 30s that are they're awakening. This is the moment of awakening in our planet, and these young men and women are giving birth to children, and now the children are being born out of conscious parents. Maybe they're not fully awake, but at least they're conscious. And that is so beautiful to observe. So we are changing the world as more of this energy is starting and these births are taking place in the world. So knowing that my parents were completely unconscious and the struggle that I had to go through in order to liberate myself from their conditioning, from their grip and all of that, I don't want it in my next lifetime. That's why I did the work that I finished doing years ago.
So
because
important.
I don't want to struggle.
No, I mean, when I was a therapist, there were so many people I worked with that had really misplaced loyalty with their families. I mean, their families, a lot of them were pretty horrible, and yet these adult children still had this incredible loyalty to these people that had, you know, hurt them in so many different ways. So
Yes. There
is a lot of unconscious slavery in the way we think about family in a traditional sense, where the choice must be there. It's like the choice you gave yourself and the choice you gave your children. You know, you don't have to be tethered to me, and you can choose not to be, and that's perfectly okay. A lot of parents would feel very afraid if their children decided they didn't want to continue with them, much like you didn't want to continue with your mother. But again, it is such an important choice, and people have to have that choice in order to break free of the past conditioning, in my opinion.
I think many times parents, though, when this transpires, feels like they failed. When it wasn't, they didn't fail because the person is willing to go out and find their way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. And the beauty of all of these is that the moment that we become conscious, the moment we start using a tool that is the Akashic Records, that gives us the opportunity to go deep within ourselves, in a space of true unconditional love, and to view as the witness, everything that is happening, everything that is taking place of our in our lives, and to be able to see how relationships that we have had in this life, even the most troubled relationships, they were given to us for us to learn about ourselves. And the more we learn about ourselves, if we are capable of learning with detachment and with love, then we can change the condition between us and the individuals around us. When we realize that even out of the most troubled relationships, the most troubled relationship, a contractual agreement has been created between you, between us, and the other individual, and that other individual, if it's your mother, your father, your husband, whomever, that was incredibly nasty. The contract that was created between you and that individual and the spirit world was created out of the most pure love. And that individual comes to this life to be your parent, to sacrifice the majority of his or her lifetime for you to learn the lessons that you need to learn in this lifetime. Now, if you are not able to see that as the greatest expression of love, then I don't know what will do it for you.
That's incredible to look at it in that direction.
But if you look at it in that direction, then the eyes of compassion, the eyes of love, the heart opens up, and then you're able to say, thank you, Mother, thank you, Father, even though I did not want to be with you, even though you were toxic in my life, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be your son and to learn the lessons that I have learned. Now, through me, through my awareness, through my spiritual work, through my personal liberation, through my DNA and genealogy work, which is what we were talking about, and through the Akashic Records, now I can liberate you. Now, out of the space of the most pure love, instead of hating you, instead of having lack of forgiveness, instead of whatever, anger, etc., instead of that, I want to shower you with love. I'm going to shower you with compassion. I'm going to shower you with the energy that is needed so you can either continue in this lifetime or come back in your next life as something better and free and liberated from the karmic condition that you and I created. So thank you so much for that. And now we both can be free.
Very powerful.
Beautiful.
I love it. Yeah. And it's a very enlightened place to be. Where you are, Ernesto, and I know that that's what you hope to help everybody learn. This is just great. Now, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to take a very short commercial break, but I wanted to talk to you, and I know Patricia does too. We both have questions to ask you about the grace points, the prayer, all of these wonderful things that are in your fabulous book, The Akashic Records, Sacred Exploration of Your Soul's Journey Within the Wisdom of the Collective Consciousness, and the book is available on Amazon.com and probably in your neighborhood bookstore, too. This is a great book, and we're having a fabulous conversation with the author, Ernesto Ortiz. So stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back.
Property tax bill. Have you seen it lately? It's frightening. Your property taxes are going up while your home value is going down. It's time to fight back and win. For the real truth about the property tax system, get attorney Pat Quintilian's book, Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Attorney Quintilian answers all your questions and gives you the facts you need to fight a property tax bill that is spiraling out of control. You'll also read about what happens to property owners who don't check their property records, only to find out too late they're taxed on square footage, fixtures, and even buildings that they don't own. Is this happening to you? Learn your rights. Buy attorney Pat Quintilian's book today. Are you getting screwed on your property taxes? How to find out and how to fix it. Available on Amazon.com.
Bonjour, this is Véronique Raskin, founder of the Organic One Company. As one of the pioneers of the Organic One movement, since 1980, I have brought you the very best and most authentic organic wines directly to your table. I work with small family estates who grow certified organic grapes and produce exceptional wines. You can purchase our wines individually from our website at theorganicwinecompany.com or join one of our wine clubs. Our organic wines are perfect for you and for your family as gifts for friends and relatives, and they are simply spectacular for the holidays. Visit us at theorganicwinecompany.com to enjoy the very best organic wines conveniently delivered to your door. I am Véronique Raskin, passionate about my mission. I offer to you vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, wines made by people of the heart, wines with a heart. Au revoir. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE.
Are you ready for a new experience of freedom and powerful connection? Would you like a positive, effortless change in your life? Then come to CosmicFusion.com, where we offer the most advanced energy clearing and expansion techniques in the world, with a quantum vortex energy to activate your divine blueprint and life's purpose. When your soul leads the way with cosmic fusion and quantum vortex energy, you can break clear of past difficulties and blocks with the power of the source. With Cosmic Fusion, the source energy does the work for you. It's easy and effortless. Listen to our free meditation right from our Cosmic Fusion website, the Cosmic Code Meditation. Sign up for one of our interactive webinars today. Come to Cosmic Fusion, www.kosmicfusion.com, to experience an effortless awakening and transformation. Are you ready for an upgrade? Are you ready for a new experience of living in the fifth dimensional magic and powerful connection? Then visit CosmicFusion.com today. CosmicFusion.com.
Everyone, we are having a wonderful conversation, very enlightening, with author and group leader, and I guess there's just so many other adjectives to use here for you, Ernesto. Ernesto Ortiz, he is the author of The Akashic Records, and he also leads groups and how you can learn how to access your own Akashic Records. And now, also, Ernesto, let me ask you, do you do individual readings for people? That's a question that came out of the chat room.
Yes, I do, when I'm in town and I have time.
And do you do these over the phone or via Skype, or does the person have to be in your presence?
No. I do them in all the three ways, you know, Skype, phone, and in or person.
That's great. Now, I know you must have a website, so please tell us what that website is.
The website is journeytotheheart.com.
Oh, that's an easy one to remember.
Yes.
Well, you're so heartfelt, Ernesto, with the work that you're doing. And Patricia and I both hear how passionate you are about helping people. But let's see if we can talk a little bit about the prayer itself and how that opens the portal. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that? Of course, they should get the book so they can read it for themselves. But if you could, go into some detail about that incredible prayer.
Well, the prayer was handed down to us from the Mayas, and it was given to a man named Johnny Prochenska. He received the prayer in Mexico City, and the prayer was written in Mayan, then it was translated to Spanish, English, and now many other languages as well. What the sacred prayer does is creates a vibrational frequency. The words in the prayer are encoded in sacred geometry, in light language, which is the language of spirit, and they are vibrationally alive. So when we follow a simple, a specific formula, and we read the prayer with that formula, what happens is that we are activating within ourselves the condition to be plugged in, to use a simple word, to the energy of Akasha. It's as if when we begin to say the prayer, we enter an elevator, and the only option when we do the formula just right is to end up at the penthouse. There's only two buttons, the lower level where we enter and the penthouse when we arrive. So we finish with the prayer, and then the doors of that elevator open, and then we walk into the Hall of Records, which you were correct when you said earlier that the Akashic Records are like a library. In fact, I call the Akashic Records the Library of Congress of the Soul. Yeah, so imagine that you can walk into the Library of Congress, and there's over 5 billion books, I believe, or pieces of information in that library. But you can walk into the Library of Akasha and ask the masters for general information about anything that you want. Or you can ask for something very specific. Let's say that you are a healing practitioner, that you are a Reiki master. You've been doing Reiki for the past 10 or 15 years. You have achieved your maximum potential. What the Akashic Records are going to do are not going to come to replace anything at all that you have learned or will learn in the future, but in fact, they're coming to enhance and to bring you up to the next level of your own personal potential. So when you go into that reception desk at the library, you can ask for the masters that have the expertise on Reiki, which is your interest. Now, the masters that have that expertise is going to show up, and then he's going to become your teacher. Therefore, we call for the masters and teachers in the Akashic Record prayer. So the teacher is the one that is going to be far more specific in giving you the information that you are looking for. So the prayer is just what opens the portal for us to be able to connect to other dimensional realities, is what allows us to walk into that elevator, go into that upper floor, and from that point on, the limits are your imagination. The limits are your belief system. The limits are your willingness to go way beyond where you have ever been in terms of your meditation, in terms of your searching for yourself, in terms of discovering your beauty and your magnificence, truly doing that, and to dig deep within to bring up anything that needs to come up and to heal it. So the Akashic Record prayer is really the heart of this system. And I know there are some people out there that are teaching the Akashic Records, and they have changed the sacred prayer because of, I don't know why, to be honest with you, I guess to write the book and not be on infringement of a contract with another organization, or ego that I got this channel myself, or whatever it is. But I have never changed one single word of the Akashic Record prayer in the way that I learned it, and I never will, because of this vibrational affinity. The moment you remove the meaning or change the words, you end up somewhere else, but not in Akasha.
Interesting. Now, it was originally, though, given to you in the Mayan language?
I did not receive the prayer myself, you know, directly. The transmission.
Oh, no, I know that. It came from another individual. But
yeah.
My question is about language. Is one language more powerful than another? So if you learn how to speak this in Mayan or Spanish, is that a more direct connection than speaking it in the translation of English?
No, it is not, because you don't have a points of reference in your mind that give you the ability to comprehend another language that is not your own. When the prayer is translated into other languages, what I am looking for, and I work very, very closely with translators, is to maintain the vibrational integrity of the prayer. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. If you say it in a word, in a language that is not your own, you're going to create a pattern of interference. And patterns of interference is something that we explore a great deal in the classes, because these are what keep you not only from being able to connect to the Akashic Records, but these are sometimes fragmented pieces of the self, fragmented pieces of the soul that are ready to be integrated into yourself, and they're just simply trying to get your attention. So patterns of interference is something that we look at very, very closely. And then coming back to the prayer, the most important thing is to maintain the vibrational integrity of the prayer. So when we say it, has a resonance within us to give us that connection that I was talking about earlier.
I love that. It's brilliant. Now, just a personal question. What language do you use when you
English.
Recite the prayer?
English.
You do use okay.
Yeah, I have been in this in the United States for over 40 years. So many of the words that I learned in English, I don't know in Spanish. So sometimes if I speak Spanish, I get a little bit tongue twisted, you know. trying to find a specific word. So no, for me, English is really the way that I open their records.
Okay.
Saying the prayer, if one misinterprets what they're saying, how will that affect what they receive from the prayer?
If someone misinterprets what they are saying, meaning what the masters are saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There is no real danger in that, because the information comes down from the masters. You know, this vibration comes down into our upper chakras. So it gets to the eighth chakra and starts descending into the seventh chakra. When the energy enters our seventh chakra, then we decipher the information, we decipher this light language, the language of spirit, through our senses. So we pass it through our filters. So if they speak to us in the language of a physicist and we have no point of reference at all, then we cancel it out. It just simply, we don't get anything at all. But if it's, you know, it's given through us through the language that we're capable of understanding. If it passes through our filters, and the filters go, okay, I accept this instead of rejecting it, then you will be able to understand the communication. And one thing that is very important to do, and we do it in my retreats, is we work every single day to fine tune one of our senses, because and that is how we receive the information. We can only decipher the information that we receive from the masters via our senses. So if we're visual, we're going to be able to see. If we're auditory, we're going to be able to hear. But very few people are. Their olfactory, their smell, and their taste is developed to determine, or to not to determine, but to distinguish the communication from spirit. But we want to do that. We want to have all of our senses equally developed, so when we receive the information, we receive it in every single possible way.
Yeah, then you get the total transformation that you're looking for, right?
Correct. And what is also going to do is going to deeply connect us or plugs us in to nature, because every one of our senses are directly connected to nature. And what it's all about is, what is the imprint that I am leaving behind? What are the footprints that I am leaving behind as I continue walking this world from the moment of my birth to the moment of my death? Am I walking, you know, into my future? And no one has a choice but, you know, to walk into the future or stay stuck in the past. But even though stuck in the past, that life keeps moving on. You know, you're getting older every moment, so life is going into the future no matter what. So might as well go into the future with the consciousness of truly being a co-creator of your reality, and examining in a very deep and meticulous way the belief system that we have inherited. And with that, make the changes that we need to make in our lives.
Does it affect taste? When you're going through it,
yes, all of your senses get enhanced. So, you know, food is going to taste different, water is going to taste different. You can take tap water, really bless it, change it from tap water to be an elixir, and it's going to contain, it's going to taste completely different. Your sight is going to be enhanced when you are in the Akashic Record energy. Things are going to get magnified, more shiny, more beautiful, and your smell is going to be enhanced as well. But this is going to be little by little, and that is what we are looking for, especially if someone gets into the level two, when you start, you know, reading for others. You want to be able to truly serve them out of a complete and total experience as you download the information from the masters to give to the person that you're reading for.
Amazing.
Ernesto, can you give us an example of one of your clients who came to you with an issue and was able to resolve it through this kind of work?
Oh, my God, I can give you
hundreds. You probably have thousands, but if you can pick
one. Well, I just give you one, since we're talking about scent, you know, our scents. One part of the prayer calls for the loved ones. The Akashic Record prayer, the first few lines read, "I ask God if he will have his shield of love and truth around me permanently." And then he goes on to say, "I allow the masters, teachers, and loved ones." Now, the masters, we already know who they are. The teachers, I just explained that a master becomes your teacher. But who are the loved ones? The loved ones are any individual that has passed on, either family member, friend, etc., that has unresolved issues with you, or that you have unresolved issues with that individual. Now, when this person dies, is not going to be able to make a complete transition because of these unresolved issues, and he or she is going to get trapped on the astral plane. When the vibration is right, when you are ready, when you have done sufficient amount of work with the Akashic Records, or when you are done sufficient amount of work on your own to be in the presence of that loved one, in this case, the example I'm going to give you is that I was reading for a lady, and out of the nowhere, I start smelling a scent. And I don't have any incense burning or anything like that. I want to be completely neutral. And the scent that I identified was allspice, that old cologne.
Yeah.
And I told this woman, there's a scent here of allspice. And the moment I said that, a large presence walked into the room. It was a large, not fat, but just a big man, short hair, elderly, etc. And I said to this woman, now the presence of this man, and I described what I saw. Now the combination of the sight and the smell immediately triggered for this woman the memory or the feeling, and she said, "Oh my God, my grandfather." The moment that identification took place, it's as if the grandfather was just right there, and the communication through the Akashic Records happened between the grandfather and this woman. And the grandfather needed to communicate something for her to have the understanding and have peace so she could forgive him. And the moment she did that, based on the understanding of what was taking place, then he was able to be liberated and from the astral plane and move to the schools of light. And this woman did not. She had the freedom, the forgiveness that she had been looking for many years, and it came to her through the Akashic Records. Another example that I can give you is a woman that came to take all three of my classes years ago, 10, 15 years ago. 6 months later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer after the original freaking out process, and went to the hospital to receive her first chemo treatment. While she was in the hospital, she opened her Akashic Records. She said she remembered every single word that I said during the classes. The masters told her, trust and walk away. Now, we're talking about life and death.
Yes,
she trusted. She trusted so much what I said during the classes that she walked away and started using the recipe that the masters gave her. Every day she was accessing her records, and every day the masters were coaching her, telling her exactly what to do. 6 or 7 months later, she went back to see the doctors. They checked her out, etc., and the cancer was completely, completely gone. Okay? So miracles like this happen all the time with the Akashic Records, but miracles are happening all the time. It's only our density we're too dense to be able to perceive them. The more and more filters we remove, the more we're going to be able to be perceive and to embrace those miracles in our life, the miracle of healing, the miracle of beauty, the miracle of appreciation of somebody else in our life, of love, of love making, of money, of giving and receiving. I mean, it's just endless what can happen when we tap into the Akashic Records and take the time to do the healing work that needs to be done.
Well, and it sounds pretty exciting. I mean, to be able to get an actual recipe of what you're supposed to be taking and things to do to promote your own healing, that's just incredibly valuable information for anybody. I mean, whether you're facing a life and death illness or you just want better health, I mean, there's access there that the people can get through the prayer and taking your classes and working with you and understanding this process. It's just so important.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely important to be able to release old pain and old fear of those we've loved and lost.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And those are that is the karma right there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had an abusive relationship, if someone had an abusive relationship with their father or mother, and then you imagine whatever you want to imagine out of the words abusive relationship, that person dies, then you remain, but you are going to continue living your life with anger and you never forgive that parent. Well, what is going to happen is that the condition that both of you created because completely unresolved, you're going to bring into your next lifetime. So in the next lifetime, you know, yeah. So in your next lifetime, it could be that your father is now your son or your daughter or your husband or whatever it is, you know, any type of this karmic relationship that at some point in that next lifetime, the conditions are going to surface once again to have the understanding and to have the love and the compassion to be able to bring the relationship to balance so we don't carry it over to the next life.
Sounds
well,
fabulous.
That's a piece of freedom I think we all want, Patricia, don't you think?
Definitely.
I mean,
I'm in line for the first one.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's almost like having this connection with the Akashic Records, the image that comes to me is kind of funny. It's like cleaning, doing your laundry and then hanging it out to dry in the line and everything's nice and fresh and clean. It's just a wonderful feeling. And This is what's being offered with this work. And here's a question from the chat room for you. Somebody would like to know, now we talked about a specific going into the Akashic Records and saying, okay, have I reached my potential as a Reiki practitioner and I would like the master of that to work with me. What if, here's the question, I go in with just, I'd like to know what my biggest issue is. Can people do something like that and have a master work with them?
Their biggest issue?
Yeah, it's like, what's my biggest issue? What's
block?
In my way? What's preventing me from from meeting my
moving forward
my potential?
Yes, absolutely. That's a yummy question to explore.
Okay, so it doesn't
yeah.
have to be specific. It can be more broad,
more general.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know the key about communicating with the master is the key about. Communicating with the masters is to establish a relationship as if you're talking with a good friend. And when you establish that relationship, what is the most important is to learn the art of questioning. And that is something that in every one of my classes we explore very, very deeply. Because the masters, quite frankly, they're not attached whether or not you come to the awareness of something in this lifetime or two or three lifetimes from now. They have the time. You know, is your life, is your karma, you know, is your opportunity. So if you ask a yes or no question and they give you a yes or no answer and you're satisfied with that, well, so be it. That's going to stay right there. But if you learn the art of questioning, what the art of questioning is going to do is going to give you the opportunity to go from that broad question that you just, you know, what is my biggest issue? And out of the answer that you get from there, the key is to know how to pluck key words or key phrases that will help you to formulate an additional question that can take you deeper. And every time you get an answer, to be mindful and aware as to how to, once again, pluck another question, keywords, to formulate another question that is going to take you deeper. And in doing it this way, you're going to go deeper and deeper to get to the root cause of that condition, which is what the broad question, the broad answer was at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, again, the possibilities with working with the Akashic Records are just endless.
They are endless.
Just
they are the
mind-boggling.
Possibilities are as vast as your imagination. You know, truly. Now, it's what I said at the beginning is that a lot of this work is beginning to get validated scientifically, and I'm excited about this because last March in Milan there was a symposium. It was the new Akasha paradigm in science and its applications in physics, medicine, and consciousness research. And what the scientists discover is that there is a quantum field, or a quantum vacuum is what they call it, which is a super dense cosmic frictionless medium that carries light and all the universe's forces of nature within the vacuum itself, essentially generating the holographic field that is the memory of the entire universe. Now, this holographic field is a subtle fluctuating field of energies from which all things are formed, atoms, galaxies, stars, planets, living beings, and even consciousness. So this zero-point Akashic field is not only the original source of all things that arise in time and space, it is also the constant and enduring memory, the library that I'm talking about, the Library of Congress of the Soul, that we can tap into and from that field explore what has been written with our thoughts, beliefs, actions, and intentions. Then it would be reasonable, if we can do this, to believe that then we can access this consciously to create a new imprint from something that happened in the past so we don't carry it over to the future.
Well, that's amazing that it's being somehow validated by any scientific research. But again, what you're saying to us tonight is pretty mind-boggling, as Patricia just mentioned, because the possibilities are infinite in what you can reach and what you can find out through this.
Yes.
It's
a field of infinite potential.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Many times we'll think of something and we get a response in our mind. Is that like stepping into the records itself when you're looking into something and you get back this flash, shall we say, of a statement or whatever? Is that an opening to the records, or is that just what we think we want to hear?
Well, no, I think that could possibly be intuition. You know, definitely
mm-hmm.
is something that is, you know, is part of the built-in equipment that we come with, you know, intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that. Now, if you are doing something that is creating an altered state of consciousness, that is creating a shift
mm-hmm.
in consciousness, and then you have a message like that, yeah, it could be that you are aligning your energy to the energy of Akasha, of your book of life, and bam, there you have, you know, a shot of information. But is that something that you can do again and again and again and again? And the answer in most cases is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why the prayer is so important, because by using the prayer and learning this system, then we can have that connection anytime we want, day or night.
Oh, that makes it marvelous, because many times you think of something, but we don't go into it. But with the prayer, it gives us all possibilities.
Yes, we become an explorer. In my book, I talk about being the inner archaeologist, and that's exactly the way that I see myself. I'm going to go on an adventure of self-discovery with the Akashic Records, and I know that every adventure has a certain amount of risk, and that gets me excited. I'm going to really get all pumped up to go onto this adventure, which is the exploration of my own mind.
That is
Boy, I love that. Your own inner archaeologist. That is a great adventure. I love that. Now, tell us a little bit about the grace points and how they work.
Grace points. Grace points are physical points of action that manifest in our hands depending on the issue that we are exploring. If we are exploring an issue that has feminine components, grace points are going to show up on our left hand. If we are exploring an issue that has masculine components, then the grace points are going to show up on our right hand. These are points, specific points in the palm of our hands that by touching, by squeezing, by massaging them a bit with a certain, with, you know, some pressure, not very, very lightly, there is going to be a bit of tenderness, a little bit of pain in that grace point. So that means that that grace point is active. So grace points were given to us from the Akashic Records to have several functions. One is to anchor information being received. So if you are in the Akashic Records and you are receiving information about a new career because you're tired of working the corporate world and the masters are telling you, they're giving you the recipe as to what to do, then to anchor the information, you would use grace point number one in both of your hands. So you're anchoring the information. If you are letting go of judgments, criticisms, beliefs, etc., then you find which grace point is active in your left or right hand, and by squeezing it, it's as if you remove the plug from a pressure cooker and the steam starts coming out of there. So we let go of what no longer serves us, the emotional component of what no longer serves us, by using the grace points. We have
now, when you talk about they appear, you mean they appear when you touch them, or do you actually see them?
No. Okay. You're not going to be able to see them. You will be able to feel the tenderness when they come up to the surface.
Now, is that strictly by massaging that area?
Repeat that again.
When you massage that area,
when you squeeze it, pinch it, and massage it, or just squeeze it or pinch it, that is going to give you the indicator, oh yes, it's tender right there. Okay, then to release the energy, and then you massage it a little bit.
Okay.
And as you massage it, the energy starts escaping, or you anchor the information being received. And we have grace points at all three levels, so far three levels of the Akashic Records. Each level has different grace points. And each grace point has a very specific function, so they're not all the same. They have different functions.
Are they all located in the palms of the hands?
They're all located in the palms of the hands, yes.
Is there a difference with... You said one
ahead.
Is... The right is masculine and the left is feminine.
That is correct.
What makes the difference of receiving? Whether if I'm a female, does it matter which is the stronger?
No, not at all. Because if you are exploring a particular issue that you may think has feminine components, I said that you're exploring an issue about your mother, so you could almost assume or expect that the grace points on the left hand are going to be tender, but you start working and touch them and they are not that tender at all. Then you go to your left hand and you touch them, you squeeze them, and ouch, very, very tender right there. So what this is going to do is, through the art of questioning, by formulating, additional questions, you may very well find out that the original energy came from father, and he gave it to mother to give you the discipline, to spank you when you were a bad girl or a bad boy, okay? Because father just didn't want to deal with you. And mother knew that after one or two drinks, if he came to deal with you, that you were going to be severely punished. So mother took upon herself the action of giving you discipline with a tremendous pain in her heart, And what the grace point is doing is showing you that the left hand doesn't have a lot of tenderness, the right hand does. So if you follow the thread through the art of questioning, you may very well discover that it was Father, the originator of that energy, and not Mother. So your ability to forgive Mother is going to be much easier, and to have deeper understanding about Father through the grace points.
Ah, beautiful.
It's just the whole system that you are sharing with us, Ernesto, is so full of personal power. I just love it, because you're giving opportunities to all of us to learn the system, work with it, and really and truly free ourselves from our family issues, our family contracts, our past lives. This is, again, it's an endless situation of personal power and personal peace.
Yes. Yes, yes. And this is it. This is the lifetime. This is so exciting. That's why I'm so excited to be alive today, you know, because this is a lifetime of opportunity. We have all earned the right to be exactly where we are today. And if you are listening, if someone will listen to this in the future, is because they are ready. The world is ready. In my book, I write that we are the ones that we have been waiting for. We are the elders, we are the teachers, we are the saints, the sages, the mothers, the fathers. We are all there is. We are the bringers of a new energy. We're the bringers of a new consciousness to this world, to this planet. And the Akashic Records can give us the clarity to be able to do just that, out of a healed space, not out of a wounded self. The poor me that is not able to advance, the poor me that, was abused, spanked, this, that, when you were a child. Now I'm 40, 50, 60 years old, and I still carry that stuff. No, it's about letting go. It's about liberating. It's about becoming the essence of love. It's about learning the language of love and sharing that freely with others. It's about truly empowering our lives and empowering the planet, because it's only through love that we can change the world.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Oh, my goodness. Wow. My mind is spinning. There's so much to take in here, and certainly I want to announce the name of your book again, The Akashic Records, Sacred Explorations of Your Soul's Journey Within the Wisdom of the Collective Consciousness. And, you know, the other thing that I felt when I was reading the book, which was a wonderful read, and again, I highly recommend the book, as Patricia does too, to everybody.
Definitely.
It's just, yeah, there's just so much. I felt like when you go into this state of mind and this consciousness and you connect with the Akashic Records, there is a lot of protection there too, so there's nothing to be afraid of. You just can walk in, float in, whatever, have your experience, and you don't have to be afraid of any other energies bothering you. I mean, this is really all about your own journey. So there's nothing external you have to be afraid of. You can just have your own experience and get free.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Yeah, the Akashic Record prayer has the when you read the prayer, it gives you the strongest possible protection that you can ever dream or imagine. So, yes, when you are in the Akashic Records, the energy is going to protect you, you know, from anything and everything.
Yeah, it's a very safe thing.
JourneyToTheHeart.com is your website for those that are interested in finding out more information or working with you on this?
Yes, JourneyToTheHeart.com.
That's great. I think I might be number one putting my little name out there.
There you go. I think, you know, people who are on this path of self-awareness really, really should contact Ernesto and either join up in a class or speak with him privately, because, again, there's just so much here, so much potential for everybody to learn and be free in a safe environment, very safe environment. I like that. So, my God, I can't believe, see, now it feels like we just started the show, like, 60 seconds ago.
Well, let's get going.
It's been absolutely fabulous. I'm glued And I'm looking up at it and going, no, it's not time yet.
I know. Ernesto, we could just talk to you all night. You're fabulous, and you're just remarkable in your ability to give us this information in such a wonderful and simple format. And we really feel loved by you, I got to tell you. We really feel your open heart and your true caring for all of us in the audience tonight and here on the show. It's been just a wonderful evening having spent it with you. So thank you, and I hope you'll come back again and we can talk more about this, because I think we've just not even scratched the surface here.
Yeah, there's a lot. If I can just leave you with a few words, if I may.
Please.
I would say, have the courage to look within. Don't remain in doubt and fear. Gain confidence in self-liberation. Embody your beauty and your magnificence. Be happy and share with the world. Don't be afraid to love, because at the end, that's all that really matters. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you tonight. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you for us. What a joy.
True
pleasure. Well, thank you, Ernesto. We'll be in touch. And again, I know we're going to want to have you back. Already people are writing into the chat room that they would love to have you come back again, and certainly we would. So thank you so much. And
My pleasure.
Our audience.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much to the audience, and thank you, ladies. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Pleasure's in ours.
Yes, thank you, Ernesto. So we are going to be taking a little bit of a break through the holidays, Patricia, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be repeating two of our favorite shows. So next week we'll be on the air, but it won't be live, and the week after the same, because we're running smack dab into Christmas and New Year's. And then in January we're going to be coming back again with some fascinating guests and shows about esoteric healing and all kinds of exciting things. So we're going to bring the Bigfoot guys back. That's going to be a fun one. So
sure
to, again, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and on our website. Make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter so you'll know what's coming up and about our giveaways and our new app and all the exciting things we'll be doing. We are also going to be doing some healing circles. So we'll be doing healing circles for Helene and also for Becky. They're both working on some health issues right now, and we are going to be doing some healing circles for them. So you don't want to miss out on that, because it will also be an opportunity to send healing not only to Helene and Becky, but also to you and your loved ones. So we'll keep you posted, and just be sure you're on the list. So happy holidays, everybody, and we wish you all the best for a beautiful, peaceful, powerful new year in 2015.
I think we're all looking forward to one of those. I think we could all use it.
We need it.
I'm all set for it.
I'm ready, too. I'm fastening my seatbelt, and I'm ready for 2015. So everybody,
be quite a ride.
Yes, I'm sure this is going to be an even more exciting year. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Happy holidays. And be sure to come back and listen to our shows over the next couple weeks and in January. Take care, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another radio adventure with